January 3rd, 2019. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
And then you can go into it later. But I think it'd be better to keep it fussy. So we keep a thing happening all through, you know.
Okay.
But you can go to it when you feel it later, you know. Ready? We'll be right back.
Watt for Pedro Show. Happy 2019.
Yes,
Matt.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, we're in the last of the teens.
Yeah, it's 20 cold.
Teens.
It's cold for Pedro.
It is kind of cold for Pedro. I did a walk this morning and it was frio. It
yeah,
was fucking frio. I had to go fast, but like we were saying, the squid boats are out.
Yeah, the big old floodlights.
Kind of green, yeah, because squids, listeners, the
like
squids.
Like bugs going to
right,
the light.
They're attracted, like magnets, you know, the squid magnets. And when they're out there, and they're by the Point Firmin buoy, a lot of them, right on the point. Mm-hmm. And there was five or six of them out there, and they're like little fireflies.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Virginia when I was a boy in fireflies. Mm. But of course, they're boats with like 20 bulb, gigantic bulbs.
Big old floodlights hanging off both sides. Some have a green tint, some have a little different colored tints, but that's like
so
green and white, man.
Because octopus and squid can see color.
Mm-mm.
They got the closest eyes to ours. In fact, the giant squid, biggest eye in the world.
Yeah, those suckers are giant. We were just talking about those suckers last night. An octopus
really?
Are smart.
Yeah, I know.
Suckers are
the
smart.
The dudes who know how to open their own jaws and get out. Okay, we started the show off with Dearly Beloved from John Coltrane. And then it's not just you and me, but Matt, through the wonders of Skype, those Estonian engineers, software guys, we got 21 Vec.
Yeah, hello.
Skopje, Macedonia.
Happy New Year.
Huh? Hello.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Vasco, Denny, and Radek. And we played Northern Man off your brand new record. So...
What'd you guys do for New Year's?
Yeah, what'd you do for New Year's?
Oh, we were just staying at home, like being good boys.
Oh, okay.
Santa Claus, but he didn't show up.
Oh, well, he would have been late anyway.
I guess he was busy.
Yeah, he's busy. Or getting busy. look, number one, what does 21 Vec mean?
It means 21st century.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're in. We're about to get into the last year of the teens of the 21st century.
Yeah. Because we started in 21st century, like we started 2018, and like 20th century it ended. You know, it was lasting till last year. In Macedonia, it was still 20th century, but it ended. So we realized that, and we started a band which will be like a product of the 21st century, according the name.
Right.
Everything connected with 21st century.
Right.
We don't have a drummer. We're totally 21st century.
Well, you know, I think the first King Crimson album has a song about the 21st century. Mm. Schizoid Man.
Yeah.
It's also there was a prisoner called Schizoid Man. Yeah. It's all connected. Okay. I think Denny worked with you with Bernays Propaganda. You should enlighten the listeners to the band you had for many years was Bernays Propaganda, right, Vasco?
Yeah. Yes. We were all playing in Bernays Propaganda. Rade and Denny and me.
Okay.
We're like a non-drummer fraction. We're a fraction of Bernays Propaganda. Like a special forces of Bernays Propaganda.
Okay. Yeah, a little squad.
Cozy squad.
Yeah, a little cozy squad. So why did that have to happen? I mean, I remember last time you were on the show, or the other time you were on the show, you told me there was problems with the band.
Yes, there was a problem. Being Macedonian, a lot of the time is having the problems, you know. So that's a part of our folklore.
It's having problems.
To live in the problems, even if there is no problem, we will invent it. You know? because that's the way things are here in this part of the planet.
Yeah.
And. Actually, state is not existing, but not in anarchist way, but in a really chaotic way. Because, like, there is a lot of people that rule with us, the rest of the people. I don't know, like, 1,000 people are ruling us, and they have all the money, all the army, and no one asks us anything, you know? And it's a problem from the very beginning, you know? So that's it, pretty much, you know? That happened with Bernays Propaganda, you know, when... We were invited to to perform together with Macedonian Philharmonic National Orchestra.
Right.
And yeah, and they gave us money, like Ministry of Culture, without asking us, without knowing, you know, without signing a contract, anything. So they did a criminal act, like the state.
Yeah.
But every state, the laws of the state is made to protect the state. So we, at the end, we won. We made an EP. We are making two shows in a, let's say, 1,000 capacity venue. So it's a big, how you say, like when you win, it's a big
victory.
It's a big victory for us, no, but not for the rest of the world and Macedonia. So pretty much we lost 4-2, but at least we scored 2.
Okay. Sounds good. So 21 Vec.
Yes.
Kind of a different kind of focus, right?
Yeah. It's 21st week, 21st century. It's more focused on mythology, because in Macedonia, you mentioned schizoid men. You know, we have a really interesting situation where past and present are same, and future is not coming. You know. So we were stuck in 20th century till the last year, you know, when we realized that it's 20th century, the 20th century ended up and it's 21st century. So we realized 18 years later. So now it's it was a big shock for us as a society, you know.
Yeah, and, I can understand.
And then we must to react somehow, like, because we are hanging out in Denis' studio all the time.
Yeah.
So we made a deal. You know, like Macedonia is in a deep shift, in a deep problems.
Yeah.
So we must do something about it. So we, when because we were grown up in a Yugoslavia spirit, you know, like nothing can surprise us, and we are titans. You know, people, we are titans, and we must do something. And you protect your country with beauty. So we decided to protect our country with beauty.
Yeah.
And introduce 21st century to the people, you know. And then we started to make a one simple rule. We are coming to the rehearsal. We are stealing one rhythm from some famous band we like. And then we are jamming over it and writing the song and recording. So one rehearsal, one song. If we are a real band. So till now we are a real band. We have an album. So that's it. We don't have a problem. We are okay with 21st century.
But mythology. Myths are like stories from the past, right?
Yeah, stories from the past. It's really surprisingly that stories of the past are really similar, maybe same like stories of today here. You know, so you must just find the characters, you know, who is who. You know, who was Alexander, who was like this guy that was in the army, who was the guy that was making the wine and stuff like that. You know, who were musicians and what they were doing. So, you know, we take these stories, you know, in our context. So, because these stories are really old, but because they ended up somehow in 21st century in Macedonia.
Yeah.
It's our job, you know, to write songs. It's what we do, what we are. So we started writing songs, you know, and always if the music is catchy, good lyrics helps a lot, you know.
Yeah. For example, I'm curious. Why did Northern Man? Why did you use English for the title?
Because it's you know, Southern Man. When Neil Young addressed his song to the racist behavior to Lynyrd Skynyrd or something like that.
Yeah.
So we addressed this song like it was Southern Man.
Southern Man.
Yeah, it was Southern Man. Yeah, and now it was Northern Man because it's our country.
Yeah,
they want to change the name into Northern Country, Northern Macedonia.
Oh, but I thought that was the Greek people.
Yeah, but listen, we have a sun on our flag. How can country that have sun on its flag be called Northern? So it was addressed to someone. I was like, don't be Northern, don't be Southern. If you're really strong, just melt the ice.
Yeah.
And make ice into the volcano. It was pretty much like a raw translation, Google translation.
No, they're always the greatest translations.
Can the others from the band say something?
Yeah. Well, I want to ask about, I want to play a song here. It's Kje zvazom Pod Mostot.
Yes, I was from Pod Mostot. I will end up under the bridge.
I will end up under the bridge.
I'll end up under the bridge. It's not cover. It is not cover from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Don't be... it's our song.
I don't need to.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you. Gonna keep pushing our children to drugs? Are we gonna keep driving them insane? Are we gonna keep laying empty words and peace? Are we gonna be remembered as the century that failed? People of America, when will we learn? It's now or never. There's no time to lose. Are we gonna keep sending our youth to war? Are we gonna keep scarring rice fields and infants? Are we gonna keep watching dead bodies over dinner? Are we gonna be known as the century that kills? People of America, when will we stop? It's now or never. There's no time to waste. Are we gonna keep pretending things are alright? Are we gonna keep our mouths closed just in case? Are we gonna keep putting off until it's too late? Are we gonna be known as the century of fear? People of America, when will we see? It's now or never. It's no time to lose. People of America, when will we see? It's now or never. We've no time to lose. Are we gonna keep digging all wealth and gold? Are we gonna keep shooting the ones that tries to change? Are we gonna keep thinking it won't happen to us? Are we gonna be known as the century that kills? People of America, please listen to your soul. We can change the times to century of hope. 'Cause dream you dream alone is only a dream. But dream we dream it together is reality.
Once you go, you can never come back. Curiosity kills the cat. Rocking Delay. dancers pounding in my head. I worry about every drop of sweat that's bad.
Pedro show, yeah, I will end up under the bridge. Zvarsam pod mostot, 21 Vec. After that, we had Maya and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah with Wasting Away from the City. A Dragon Blue out of Tokyo with Boundary. Yoko Ono, she made an album,
yeah,
85 years old.
Yeah, cool.
Bitching. Now or Never. Then Stoma from Rotterdam. Incredible bass man, Bruno. He likes to play with a bow a lot. With Teeth to Tummy. Then MB Jones out of Busan. Or Busan. I think Korea can't hear the difference between B and P. Mm. So you see him spell both ways. Dead Battery. Gecko Turner out of Spain with Rockin' Diddley, Guided by Voices, Bob Pollard with another 10,000 songs, My Angel, and then finally, 21 Vec with Caco Vol 96 Ta. Explain, please.
Caco Vol 96 is like in 96, because it's similar situation from the past, when in 95 there was a they tried to assassinate the president of Macedonia.
Who's they?
Kiro Gligorov. I don't know, the enemies, you know. you know, we have our own Kennedy, but our Kennedy survived, you know.
Okay.
And he was really close with Tito, and he knew a lot of stuff, you know.
He knew where the bodies were buried.
Yeah. He's the president of a new state called Macedonia, you know. Okay. It's not new, because we were also a state in a part of Yugoslavia, a socialist republic.
Yeah.
Like Croatia, Slovenia, Serbia, and Bosnia, and Montenegro, and Kosovo, and Vojvodina as autonomous parts.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much okay, you know. And then, 4 years later, he's president of Macedonia. And then someone tried to kill him, but he survived. And then, there was an ultimatum that he must change the name of the state under the Kasika Privremeno. Under the temporary preference, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
Oh yeah, this problem with the name.
Yeah, and it happened in 95, but we feel it around 96, around spring, you know?
Well,
and it's really fucked up situation when in 96 I was playing in a band, you know, and spring was a really beautiful time. You go on rehearsal and stuff like that, and then suddenly the state must change the name for the international use, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was fucked up situation. And now, 22 years later, it's happening again, you know? And we're just asking why, you know?
Yeah. Because that was supposed to be 20th century stuff. Now you're in the 21st century.
And 20th century, first century, same bullshit. Like, Vietnam War is still going on. Imagine if the war in Bosnia was still going on. That's what's happening in Macedonia. Same old bullshit, you know? Like, it's like, imagine Reagan is still in power, you know?
Hey, you like Brother Vasco, you don't have to imagine so hard. We're still at war in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Of course. You know that Macedonian force is, we're fourth force by power in Afghanistan, Macedonia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that? And we're not part of NATO. So our songs are against this stuff. You know that now, you know what is happening in Macedonia? Something which happened in Germany in '30s. Right wing and left wing have similar attitude toward the name and situation in Macedonia. It's a really dangerous situation, you know? Oh, and it's really, really, really bad situation in this country, you know? Still, living conditions are really not the good. Like, 100 euros per month, it's like $300 bucks, you know, per month. You know, you're paid $300 bucks per month. And, it's still happening, you know. It was same in 91, in 2001, and now, you know. So, pretty much all our songs are against it, you know. And we have a couple of love songs, of course.
Okay, of course. What about Denny's studio?
Yeah, Denny, we are in his studio, so he can explain better.
We're here right now.
Yeah, Denny, how did you get your studio started? What's the name of it?
Studio 1060. It's the postal code for... our neighborhood, Gheorghe Petrov.
Metro Skopje.
I think we call it zip code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, zip code, yeah.
England says postal code, I think. I don't know why we call it zip code, but
yeah, we're
it helps it go faster. Yeah. So sure. So when did you start 1060?
Yeah, we started, Vasco wanted to record Politica in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It was like his idea, I don't know why, but we did it. And after that he said, why don't you make your own studio? I was working in some other studios before, but this is my first real studio. Yeah.
Ah, great. Congratulations.
Like a year, or more than a year, or a little bit more than a year.
And what about getting gear in Macedonia? Is it difficult?
About what?
Getting gear. Equipment.
Gear, yeah. It's pretty much expensive, you know, because we get the shitty stuff that Germany rejects. So we get a lot of Behringer.
I got news. A little bit of that's from China too, maybe.
China is the best for us, you know.
Look, but I gotta say, Danny, the album sounds bitchy. It sounds great. It sounds
Thank you.
That shows to go you that a lot of this stuff is jive about materialism, just objects. You guys using the rejected German stuff are getting great fucking sounds. I was really impressed. I think it's a beautiful sounding album.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, did you go to school for music when you were young?
No. I did go to a sound engineering course, but for just a month, and just because I was working in some bigger studio, and the guy that worked there, he had a course, and he called me to go for free.
Okay. So a lot of the learning is on the job. You learned why Okay.
Really? I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos.
Is there a lot of support? The music scene's obviously kind of small in Skopje. Is there a lot of support?
Yeah, about the studio?
Well, just the music scene in general, yeah. The people helping each other out with their studios, with equipment.
I can say that sound engineers especially are really helpful to each other. So, and the bands are changing studios, trying which sound they like the best. So we are helping them out. I mean, I'm also a musician, so it's a bit of a psychotic state for me.
So now you guys don't use a drummer. You guys don't use a drummer, so you don't have to really worry about the acoustics.
Yeah, that's the best thing about 21st century, yeah. Fuck the acoustics, yeah.
Fuck the acoustics. Everybody with earbuds, right?
Yeah. We're doing our rehearsals in the control room with the studio monitor, so we're playing really low.
Yeah.
And we're hearing everything, like, you can't tell the drummer to play that soft.
what about Roddy? How did you record the bass?
The bass? It's all DI, even the guitars and the bass.
So it's DI, okay.
All pedals in the mixer, yeah.
So there's no acoustics?
No.
No acoustics. That's interesting, because it sounds really good. It sounds like a fat band, man. Yeah, really, really good. Well, you know, I like the other recordings before too, but the 21 Vec, really good sounding album. And what kind of this is kind of a bass player question, but Rade, what kind of bass?
Yeah, it's a beautiful no name copy of a Fender jazz bass.
Yeah,
I believe it's probably some Japanese copy of maybe early 80s or something like that. But it's just I think it's like that.
You play with both pickups, sir?
I play mostly with pickup, I just changed the pickups. It actually has the Fender jazz bass pickups.
You put in real Fender pickups, okay.
Yeah.
Usually when I use a jazz, I usually only use the front pickup.
I like it most, but for this is the both pickups. Yeah.
Both. Yeah. Okay. The most guys use both of them. I think Jaco only used back pickup.
Yeah. Nobody is perfect. Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. We're done with the first hour of the January 3rd, 2019 edition of Watt for Peter Show. Special guest 21 Vec from Skopje. Hold tight for hour two.
No, I'm just joking.
Okay. January 3rd, 2019. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Dozvoli mi da zaigram. Nema prestana.
I wish I hadn't awakened. Wind blew on in my face. I was naked in Epsom. Five beautiful girls all around me. I was so damn bad. I was so damn bad. Took them on one at a time. One at a time.
Фрламе бомби на невини деца, жари ми, пали ме градови и села. И сите плачат кога ќе видат нас. И сите плачат кога ќе видат нас. Точните провинции се бориме за големата и зла империја. Стоиме сите облечени исто, се испрано и спеглано и чисто. Галиме деца пред телевизија, смееме, помагаме, реки премостуваме. Галиме деца пред телевизија.
I know you can repeat it perfectly. We start off the second hour with the 21 Vet doing Dai Mi Kokovi, which is Give Me Hips. And after that, from Dublin, Yurt with Archipelag, The Anchor, Some Watchers, in Eugene Chadbourne. That's Professor Huge doing Georgie's first cool. time Minutemen went over 2 minutes.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. And then from Turkey, this cat, Kunyet Spechi, with Aga Roman. And then finally, 21 Vec with Nad Afghanistan. Av with a V. Is that how you guys spell it over there?
Nad Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Afghanistan.
Above Afghanistan.
Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the Daimi Kokovi. Now, you guys made a video of this in a theater.
Yeah, in the National Theater. Yeah, it's
you got a buddy who's a dancer?
Yeah, so one famous Macedonian actor is it's a dancer, and we recorded a cheap video.
What's his name, Vasco?
His name is Oliver Mitkovski.
Okay.
You can Google, I can type you his name, you can Google him, he's really famous here. And good looking and nice guy. He likes this kind of music that we are playing.
Yeah.
And then this song is about imagine the war ended up like the good guys won.
Yeah.
So there is no Nazis, there is no bad guys, there is no.
Whoop! You're dropping out.
Some guy or Komita, I don't know. He's coming on a dance party, which the City Skopje organized for the winners, you know. And he's asking some girl for a dance. But he's really honest. He's like, don't be afraid of me. I'm just asking you the war finished. Now it's time to dance, you know. So give me some hips and stuff like that. It's like really a love song with a happy end.
Like shake your hips.
Yeah, yes, that's it. Like Little Richard style, a bit.
Okay, yeah. Chubby Checkers, the twist.
Yeah. This kind of stuff.
And what about this other tune, Not Afghanistan?
It's about, because as I told you before, Macedonian army is a fourth army by presence, by its population, yeah, in Afghanistan, which is really shameful for us, you know?
Yeah.
Because Afghanistan, we have love with, there is even some tribe in Afghanistan that are telling that they're Macedonians, you know? So they're like peaceful people, you know, living there in Asia. And they're famous by defending their country. They're not attacking anybody. But I don't know why everyone is attacking their country, including Alexander the Great, you know?
Yeah, which I was just really going to say. It goes back to 2,300 years ago.
So as I told you before, the past and the present became same. You know, that's about our album topics, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then we there is this fact that when we are playing this song live, and I know somewhere in Novi Sad, let's say in Serbia, and I'm or in Zagreb, in Croatia, I'm before the song I'm always telling to the audience like is not guilt Afghanistan peasant is not guilty because their opium is twice weaker than Macedonian. So it's enough. That punishment is enough. So you don't have to bomb these people, you know. So yeah. Stop.
Okay.
It's not okay if you're from Macedonia and bomb people in Afghanistan. If someone, some other countries' armies are doing that, we're not gonna do that. We're Macedonia. We're land of the sun. So that's the spirit of our album. It's a bit of mystical, you know. And but it's really honest. We really create this music and lyrics in a big jam. It was big freestyle. We wrote the lyrics together, we wrote the songs together, we recorded here, and we really feel, I really feel secured when we are performing these songs like in any other band before. Because I'm playing since I'm a kid, like last 25 years. This is really we have created like a great atmosphere of trust behind us and between us. So it's really amazing. And you can feel on the record, I'm really glad to recognize that what. So thanks so much.
Well, thank you. And Brother Matt.
Yeah.
I think it's time for some spin cycle.
Very cool.
Bring it.
If you're lucky to have a choice, if you're lucky to have a say, and if you're strong enough to think clearly, rise if you would. Thank you.
conscience. You don't remember. You don't remember. You don't remember.
Into the latest album from the Riptides, Old School Cool. Pete would like to thank Vicky, Sydney, Noah, Kat, and JB. and his mom for buying him his first guitar. Marco Witzerman, a.k.a. Uncle Crab, surfing buddy and mentor. Art Herman for fixing the guitars. Adrian Anthony and the surf band Chum and the South Bay Surf Stop Gang. David Vitasich and Max Wheatley. Without their help, this record wouldn't even be possible. Huge love and thanks. The people of the ILWU who make it possible for Pete to make it to the gigs. Even you, Bob Glenn. San Pedro Surf Shop. Joe Kay from the Eliminators for coming up to Pedro and playing the LA Wood Shows and for surfing with Pete at Sano. He's a huge influence and inspiration. Thanks, Joe. Me, Brother Matt, and the Watt from Pedro Show. Mike and Dave from the Monsters on Vacation. You guys rule. To Pete's number one fan, Lucy, happy birthday, 92 years young today. Stan M. from L.A. Wood, Mookie, Norm Cowell, Pete Mazich, Scott McLean for filling in. Much thanks to Mr. Lazy Lance. To Pete's friend and legendary photographer, Robert Ibarra, thanks for all the cool photos. Speaking of cool photos, the King, James Casimus, for serving with Pete at the drop of a hat. Thanks, JC. Brian G. for using the Riptides music in his Gidget movie, Accidental Icon. Bruce would like to thank David, Maxo, and Buddy Rich. Leonard would like to thank the people of San Pedro. Jim would like to thank his bandmates, Pete, Leonard, and Bruce, for letting him be part of such a great band. And thanks to additional musicians on Mexico, Paul Cirillo and Max Wheatley. The CD was recorded in the winter of 2018 at Top Hat Studios, mixed and mastered at Anchovy Studios in San Pedro, California. Play it loud. Mucho aloha. Mahalo. Who's that dude?
Brother Matt. Cameo in it. What made you do what you did to us with that spin cycle this edition?
Well, little late Christmas action. I was going to get some law for somebody and asked Big Nick where they had it, and he led me to Fingerprints, which was out of it already.
Wow.
But so he dropped one by, so we started with law. But while I was there, I found that historic radio broadcast of the Minutemen, 1981.
39 years ago.
San Francisco, KUSF.
First time playing up in the city, opened in for Black Flag at, Mabuhay on Broadway up there. And I remember the introducer man was Dirk Dirksen. And he looked at our set list, and he goes, "What's this, the history of music?" I guess we had a lot of songs. But it ended up being like 20, 25 minutes set. I mean, it was very short. But it's our first time. I remember, too, we never stayed. We always drove home right
out.
Oh,
wow.
Like a quarter-mile hell ride. Even fire hose days. We'd not stay in the town. You'd have fucking Thule fog. That was so insane. It was stupid. Man. You should never fucking do that. People, don't ever do that. Bosco, Denny, Rade, you guys there?
Yeah.
Could you hear the spin cyclage?
Yeah, we hear everything.
Okay, there was some Minutemen there from 39 years ago, the first time we played in San Francisco.
Amazing. Amazing drums, amazing bass, guitar, and vocals.
Now, D. Booney broke a string early on, so he had that, like, improvise. It was like a D string. Right in the middle of the guitar, so he had to, like, improvise. D-Boo never wanted to stop to change strings or shit, so...
We say in Macedonia, we will cry later.
We'll cry later. Yeah. We say, you know, if it rains lemons, make lemonade. So that D-Boone, you know, situation broke a string. He wasn't going to stop the show. So the guy is improvising. I haven't heard this in a long time, and I can just hear him. But yeah, he'll cry later. Now he's going to play his fucking guitar. And if he's got to improvise, he improvises. Pretty balls out. And so Brother Matt found that. I guess sometimes gigs would go out over the radio. This was a college station, KUSF.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the city. And So they like broadcast gigs from the Babuhay, and that's how the CD came about. I didn't know about it, but it's interesting. I think I did have a cassette somebody gave me of it, but I didn't know it's on a CD and
that. Yeah, all remastered.
All remastered and everything, and you can hear all the clams. it's trippy. But you know, one day you guys will be listening to music 39 and 38 years old that you made. And, it is trippy. You know, in those days, we're living like only in the moment. I know U.S. Macedonia, a little different, but in a way, being a young man and doing music for the first time, kind of scary. But, you know, with D. Boone, I have to say, on stage, I was pretty scared, okay? Georgie was pretty sure shot, but D. Boone was like big time fucker. I mean, he wasn't conceited, he wasn't ego.
He was fearless.
But he was like, I am going to sing and play for you now. So, I look over to my, starboard side of the stage, and you could not be afraid with this guy.
Kicking up his heels.
Yeah, kick up his heels, dance like a bunny rabbit. Very, very light on his feet for a big dude. Very, very light-footed. He's very inspiring. I could not be afraid with him up there. It was it's trippy too, Brother Matt, because I was thinking about the first opera. I was playing it last week. Yeah, I hadn't heard it in a long, good while. We reached the end of the second hour, January 3rd, 2019 edition of Wife Pedro Show. Special guest, 21 Vec. Hold tight for hour three. January 3rd, 2019. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Con amigo prasho cara malo fatto prashanye uve. Sigure subi mi reko bravo mali. Dobro prašanje. Imaš sve što ti treba, dobro si vospitan, uredno si počešan. I gledaš samo pravo, samo svoja rabota, na tvoja ta strana, na ulica ta. Se spojat planini, to beli morinjani zimi. I ke se spojat planini, to beli morinjani zimi. Prekrasno to stoleno more i tako je isto.
što kada će umreš, da li nas svojimo volje ili progleda na drugi, će ostaneš za pameten, ako treba i odmazen. Koga bi go prašao Karamanov faco, prašanje ju sve.
dirty outside, but in here that's all blocked. The people out there for a validate here won't get the seclusion that prevails here. Became more than acquainted with a holiday jaded, once brightly painted, now deluded and painted. It's the fourth year now of a party of one Christmas. Simulate me while the tree, quiet content while the
My Long nights can't last forever, but sure, good memories are made of this. Let's trek back through the woods. Let's trek back through time. Long leaps past golden memories, so bring it all back in good time, and yet to build a future together. And yet on this trackless time, we see and share our troubles together, so we really enjoy the good times. We plan ahead. We are really intelligent. We are enjoying this very life with everything it throws at us. Let's take a long canoe trip. You have made it through such hell. Together we'll sweep the rolling waters and find a good place to party again. Let the sun shine down on us. Now, while we still can, there's an end to everything. I'm glad this was not it. Nice to have you around, bro. Long days lead to love's end. Good times for good best friends. Long days can't last forever. Our lives can't either. But what good we have done, hopefully will shine on to let our love bear legacy. Because long nights can't last forever.
Na ime i prezime i otvoram vratice i nemam menjanje na ime.
Watch for Pedro show. We started off the third hour with Beagle Prasal Karamanov.
Yeah.
And the off-air people, they're, Brother Vasco was telling me about this young man. He got killed, 17 years old. He's partisan. So of liberation with the fascists and stuff. And yeah, 21 Vec guys are really they like his lyrics. They like his poetry. Tell him yourself, Brother Vasco.
Yes, the thing is that besides he was one of the best poets in history of Macedonia, not so many people know him, like know about him, about his poetry and his life in general, because he was a brilliant example of an era, of a century that ended up like last year in Macedonia, 18 years in the rest of the world before. And he was these persons of the 20th century, they were dying for the ideals, for some idea, for ideal freedom. And they were pretty empathic, and solidarity was big part of their lives.
Okay.
So this guy in the today's occasion, he will sitting somewhere hiding from the real world, but this young person, he knew that he might die, and he died after 21 year days of battle, but he didn't care. And you can, his songs can tell you, you know. So we consider ourselves as a part of this tradition of Macedonian poetry, like a role. It's something like we didn't have hip hop maybe then, blues, but we have people like Ato Karamanov. So somehow today we feel like that we belong to this kind of folks, that we are this kind of persons, you know. So this song deals about this kind of stuff that you ask someone which is living in the past, you regret that you were not living in the same era, you know.
Yeah, but he's big inspiration for you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And then we heard, because we didn't have a show last week, Brad Matt.
Yeah.
But it was Xmas, so the healers did the fourth Xmas.
Mm.
So cool. Little spirit cool. There. It's late, you know, better late than never. Joe Brewer after that with Ann So, and Madison. And then finally, Noble Sanse? 21 Vec. How would you say this?
Noble Sanse.
Okay.
It's a new sound. New sound.
New sound. New sound. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Part of that 21st century.
Part of the Macedonian Atom. It was written also by a partisan. But his ancestors, yes, ancestors are not that good as he was. And he wrote the lyrics, and he was the part of the lyrics is today, over Macedonia, a new son is born. The new son of the freedom. So that was the actual beginning of our national anthem. The national anthem is not, we are the best, fuck the rest, you know, we are the great, the rest is fucked up and small. Our anthem was, it happened in 44. Anthem was, today, above Macedonia, new son is born, the new son of the freedom. So, also, this is like a classical dialogue with the past. And we want to take just the good stuff from the past. So this song deals about that, when someone is coming to your house and want to destroy everything, want to start a war. So we feel like that. It's like everyone is speaking that in spring in Macedonia, there will be a new war. You know, there will be a new country. There will be a new borders. So we are living, it's 2019, it was Happy New Year, but no one feels like that. Streets were half empty. People are at home, someone is cleaning his weapons, someone is praying for peace, but it's fucked up, you know, it's same like in the 40s. So this is what we are telling with this song and this album.
Okay, I want to play this tune, Gazam Skali.
Gazam Skali is also freestyle about not giving up. It's like we have a metaphor that we were climbing stairs, in a really high building.
Yeah.
But because the elevator was not working, but we must get to some apartment, and we will never give up, you know. And the rest of the building, they can be only jealous, because they were not like us. They were waiting for the people to that are fixing the elevator to fix it. We're not waiting. We start walking, you know. So it's a song about not giving up. It's a song about victory.
Can do. We got some like pigeon English like that, like can do, right?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
И дайм дадеме ритъм баси глас на сите. И дайм дадеме ритъм баси глас на сите. Планът беше да се качам с лист. Ме точи как голема, дечко не работи. Гледаш поинаку на ова работа. Па тоа е само уште еден безплатен тест за срце.
te koja ubava prikazna. Krajot te ubav. Kako te koja ubava prikazna. Krajot se čeka. Stiži veja zajedno do krajot na život od postrekja ljubov i mir. Sedi dečko, 4 minus. Тоа е многу товар, можеш ти обично. И утре е совет на сите што живеат тука, да се знае убаво кој број е оваа зграда. Сакам да видам имиња и презимиња. kad si dot posljednji od legnuana bomba
pića
pod vino i rakija. Ti te gledat nadale
for Pedro show. Yeah, that's Gazam Skali. 21 Vec, which state? B2 from Mold Open out of Baltimore. And then finally, yeah, the last one, Lies on the Bomb. Posli did not legnuva na bomba. I heard you laughing. I told you, Macedonia is a beautiful language, and I'm destroying it. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
Macedonian language is rhythmical, so it's your type of language.
I love it. I love it. It's I just got to maybe more practice. What's next for 21 Vec?
Excuse me?
What is next for 21 Vec?
We make more songs and play more shows.
Right on. Keep it simple.
Okay. you were saying before, you write one for every practice, you write a song?
Yeah, more or less. We've been practicing the set at the end, before the tour, but before that we...
Ah, so you got a tour coming up?
No, we finished the tour already.
Okay, okay. How big was it? I didn't know.
Oh, it's 10 days.
10 days. 10 days.
Just Yugoslavia.
Balkan, okay, okay.
Not Balkan, just Yugoslavia.
Okay, okay.
Balkan's bigger.
Okay, okay. Okay, brother Balkan. Okay, so you already did the tour, you're writing a bunch of songs, you're going to play some gigs. Is there a plan for another album?
Yeah, we're planning another album this year, 2019.
This year, and how do you think it'll be different than the first one?
Well, it should be better. I don't know. It should be more melodic. I think it's more melodic.
More melodic.
Yeah, we enjoy playing songs like Karamanov and Dimi Kulkovi, these type of songs.
Okay, so that's the direction the band's heading towards. Okay.
Yeah, like Northern Man, this type of music.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really excited. To hear it. I think you got a lot of possibilities with this band, Denny.
Thanks so much.
Rade, Vasco. Really, really good success, and keep it coming, okay? It's been an honor to have you on the show, me and Brother Matt.
Yeah, very cool. Have a happy new year.
And, you know, things are tough where you are, but man, it's so great that guys from Pedro can talk with guys from Skopje.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And one day we'll share the stage together.
$50 flights.
$50 flights.
Thanks so much, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks so much. It was a really good interview. We really enjoyed it.
Very cool. Good time.
Good time. Oh, by the way, how do you tour? Do you use a van?
No. We use a car.
We used a car for this tour.
You toured in a car. Well, I thought you were going to say moped.
No drummer. No. Huh?
Yeah. Without the drummer.
Yeah, we don't need a drummer.
So we are only three guys.
Yeah, you know what? There was somebody else who was talking about drummers, like how it's better without drummers. Yeah. I can't remember. It might have been some like prog guy from the 60s or something. You know. First, get rid of the drum. Anyway, it's been a real honor to have you on. Thank you so much. And keep on keeping on, okay?
Thank you. Guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy trails.
Brother Matt, thanks for your always essential in your bed.
Certainly,
looking
certainly.
Looking forward to a righteous 2019.
Amen.
People, it's been the January 3rd, 2019 edition of Walk for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry. Get in the